Journal entry 3, unaddressed note, December 22nd, 1981. By the book. If I were stranded on a desert island and allowed only 3 texts to help me reconstruct the sum total of my life, they would be Grimm's Fairy Tales, the Holy Bible, and Webster's Dictionary, because I would have to forsake a large spiral notebook for the dictionary. I'm confined to scribbling in the sand with a stick end. Now wondering the validity of the dictionary over notepaper. The rain and wind will have obliterated any words I'm fearful of misspelling, but I'm still glad of the dictionary. The notebook would be found long after I was gone, pulverized, words somehow being more durable than flesh, and I don't want a 100,000-word legacy scarred by imperfection. Better they find anonymous crevices in the petrified slit, wasted and worn by natural forces, but punctuated correctly in the memory of the cosmos. Because I opt for the universe over the limited microfilms of humanity to keep me alive. Starting up on an incline, as far from the tide as I could manage, and hopefully under a granite shelter to cut down the chances of strong gusts, I place my stick in the earth and begin humidly, knowing I'm fighting against time, hoping that the first word is there when I've made my way along the circumference of the rock back to my starting point, aware that the odds are against these letters being distinct and permanent when I've circled back around, certain that it will be dark then anyway, and I won't be able to read what's there, not giving a damn that I will have probably forgotten exactly when I started anyway, and so I'll go on to the next sentence from the middle or the end of the first one. Because the stars will be out by the time I come back around, and if I'm lucky, maybe even the moon, and they would have read and remembered and will be nodding me on. And perhaps there may even be a conspiratorial wink from somewhere over the north horizon. Having said all that, realizing that there will be no concrete guidelines for me to continue or end, I guess what really matters is that I begin. And for me, beginnings have always been the same. Once upon a time, there was a little black girl who was conceived in Tunica County, Mississippi. Journal entry 4, Saturday, January 1st, 2000. Kerrville Island, Antarctica.